heard the expression a couple of times about the test that Ruth and Orpah had to face. Now, we explain what the government of God is. Now, I want to tell you about something that God has. It's called the school of God. And in the school of God, just like your school, you learn and there's a test. Naomi have heard that the Lord have visited his people to give them bread. The response was, she rose up and she said, I am going back. There was a response. She passed that test. Now, there are two more tests here for the young ladies, Ruth and Orpah. And look how Naomi put the test before them. In verse 10, she said to them, in verse 9, she asked them to go back to their own people. She appealed to natural ties. Go back to your families, to your relative, blood thicker than water. Stick with those who are of natural ties to you. And how many people, because of family relation, would not follow the Lord? Or would not follow him all the way? But in that case, Orpah passed that test. And Ruth, because in verse 10 they said, no, we are going to your people. So they are looking at the people. Naomi, the reason that Naomi was going back is that God had visited his people and gave them bread. Ruth and Orpah, they said, we will go to your people. And then the second test comes in. She appealed to something that every one of us has. She said to them, listen, I'm going to use some kind of logic reason here. Logic reason. Let's just reason logically. Let's, you know, calculate it. And that's how the world sometimes approach us. Let's just, you know, if you don't understand, then it's not true. If you cannot apprehend it, then it must not be important. Now, how many of you understand how the digestive system works? And how many of you would say, I will not eat until I understand how my digestive system works? You just eat. So the whole thing is this. You don't have to appeal to logic, because the logic of man does not really work in the things of God. So she appealed to something now. She said, look, every young woman desires to have a husband. Every young woman desires to have a husband. That's just the way nature is. And every young man desires to have a wife. So now the test is this. Listen, I cannot give you that. If you come with me, number one, I have no husband. Number two, even if I have a husband, and I have a child right now, it takes usually 9 months, but let's say I have it right now. Are you going to be waiting, because you cannot marry a newborn, you have to wait till they grow up. Are you going to wait another, whatever, 20 years? 30 years? You know, logic is and reasoning is coming in here. And rationale is creeping in. Now, Ruth and Orpah was put with that logic argument. And it impacted a desire that we all have. So Orpah calculated in her head. She said, well, she's right. I'll never get married. Let me go back to Moab. And how many, for that very same reason, might go to Moab? Because what am I going to do? Sit around in those little Bethlehem places? There's no husband there. There's no wives there. What am I going to do? Ruth had a different perspective completely. Ruth have heard it right. It is not really the people that attract. Naomi actually was afraid to go back of the people. What are the people going to say about me? But what Ruth have heard, that there is a God there that is totally different than the gods of Moab. You know, the god of Moab, his name was Chemosh. That's how you spell it. It's C-H-E-M-O-S-H. That god Chemosh was a statue of brass that was kind of hollow inside, empty inside. And I tell you what they do with it. They used to put fire in it to get so hot. And you know what they did? They offered their children. It was a statue that have his arm like that. hot iron, hot brass, and they will put their children on it to offer it to their God. The God of Moab takes life. The God of Moab destroys life. And the world, young people, I'm not going to give you a husband or a wife. They will destroy your life. But the God of Israel sustains life. There is bread in Bethlehem. He gives food. He gives life. And he sustains life. And Ruth saw that. Did not follow after logic or reason or any argument that her mother-in-law could give her.
Don't we really see that Ruth and Orpha were on two different lines? Ruth was on the faith line. Orpha kissed, and she was gone. Ruth clave. But Ruth didn't have to be prodded to stay. Naomi was prodding her to go. But we're going to come to that living faith that was in her heart. I think, again, I would repeat, I don't know when her conversion took place. I don't know what period of time it was. But I personally don't believe that it took place on this road, because there was commitment already. Now, you know, it's a good thing to ask myself as I look at these verses, what kind of commitment do I have to the Lord Jesus? Isn't it along the lines of the commitment that Ruth had? Ruth was not thinking or worrying about a husband. She said nothing about a husband or future times. Her relationship was with Naomi's God. That was the important thing to her. It says in verse 14 that Orpha kissed, but Ruth clave. She said unto her sister, your sister-in-law is gone back unto her people, her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Now listen, this is the language of faith. You see, faith, somebody says faith can't be seen. I'll tell you that's wrong. Faith can be seen. It is seen in the life, in the expression, in the commitment of each one of us. She says unto her, listen, Ruth, Naomi, don't entreat me not to leave thee. Don't ask me to leave. I don't want to return from following after thee. Whither thou goest, I might. I could. Oftentimes these are words that we use, and they really express what is not in our heart. There was commitment in her heart. She says, whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Naomi, make no mistake about it. Listen, these are not just your people that we're going home to. Now, I know Naomi would have had a tough time relating to that, because this was a Moabitess. But, you know, she says, look, thy people shall be my people. And she meant it. And then there was one more little word here. Thy God. Maybe she was saying to Naomi, I've watched you. I've seen you in your relationship with him, even in the land of Moab. And there is that which has attracted my own heart. But now he's not just your God. No, those days are gone. It's not just your God. Your God, she says, I can tell you, he is now my God.
Well, I think Ruth makes the decision, and she realizes that in Moab there is nothing where the flesh is, and the flesh has nothing to offer us. And she makes the decision to go with Naomi because there's bread and there's life back in Bethlehem.